on board for hour three of Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 26 years. We appreciate y'all tuning in. And you know you can call in. Usually during the top of the hour, we try and clear all the lines. So those of you that call us during the week and say, Rosie, I tried for an hour to get in, but all I got was busy signals. Well, we try and clear the phones at the top of the hour, and now lines are empty and open for you, 1-888-767-4348. If you've got a home improvement or maintenance project you're trying to tackle around the house, home, castle, or cabin, and you'd like a little guidance, advice, or tips, give us a ring. That's why we show up every single Saturday morning. I showed up at the Phoenix Broadcast Studio this morning, but Romy got to show up at Flagstaff, broadcasting live from Flagstaff.
And I tell you what, if I could convince Amanda that 72 degrees wasn't cold, I'd go real estate shopping right now.
Pretty nice, huh?
Oh, my goodness. It's just beautiful. And when Misty was here for the garden hour this morning, we were just talking about she was in Phoenix for some of her boys' athletic events and competitions, and just that she thought a dust storm was coming. And she realized, no, that's just the dirtier air of a big metropolitan area, and just how beautiful and blue the skies are up here, and the smell of the mountain air and the ponderosas and the pines and maples, and it's wonderful.
Arizona's got it all.
Yes, we do. And that's what's the amazing thing is, you know, we're 120 miles from Phoenix. It's nothing to jump in the car and be up here. It's very, very few places in the country you could travel that short of distance and have that
diverse.
Big of change in scenery and landscape and everything that is in between. You know, down in Sedona, you got the wonderful junipers. I can't go through there without just thinking about Boy Scouts. It all the time when we were camping, we were in the junipers, and it brings back hundreds of camping memories of growing up in the Romero family and Boy Scouts, and it's been a lot of fun.
I can tell you today's topic of duct tape, when you're talking about all the camping memories we've created over the years, I can think duct tape saved us on the tents. I can think duct tape saved us on many
trucks.
Mechanical breakdowns in trucks. I can tell you duct tape saved us on
clothing.
You know, one time Julia's sleeping bag caught some embers of the fire and it was losing all its stuffing, so we duct taped her sleeping bag up. Who hasn't got a duct tape story? And you actually received a couple emails this week, didn't you? We announced it last week that duct tape was going to be our topic of the week, and we wanted to hear your stories, and we got some good ones.
Well, speaking of clothing, my wife Amanda, she uses it to hem her jeans at times. You know, if we don't have time to sew with the busy life that we've got, she'll just roll them up on the inside and tape them up underneath, and that works pretty good. A gentleman by the name of Don was on a road trip recently, and his car window just completely fell to the bottom. Whatever support was that's inside the internal door just completely got knocked off the hinge. So he pulled into a Lowe's, he bought a flashlight. This was at night. A flashlight, 2 yardsticks, a package of wood shims, and a roll of duct tape. Was able to get the window up and secure it until he could get to home and to his body shop.
I wonder if he just used the gray or some of those pretty ones now so it didn't look quite so bad.
Well, you know, you could get a color one to match your vehicle and you know, blend in the repair a little bit. Sure. Why not?
Well, listen, on the topic of duct tape, we reached out to an expert on the topic, and we've got her on the line right now. Her name is Miss Mary Kate, and she is the product manager for Duck Brand Duct Tape.
That's a big
duck
job.
Duck Brand Duct Tape. Let's bring Mary Kate into the conversation. Good morning, Mary Kate. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Boy, you have a very enviable job. I know a lot of people that would like to be the product manager for duct tape.
Yes, it is something I am very proud of and glad to hold the title. We have tons of fun, and I'm happy to be involved with picking a bunch of colors and prints and making sure everyone's repairs look fabulous.
Well, you know, the one thing about your title and your position is that it is such incredible job security. Who doesn't have duct tape in their garage or their toolbox or up at the cabin or the fishing camp? But like you say, it's not just the silver duct tape anymore. Y'all are taking this to a whole new dimension.
That's correct. We have over 250 colors, prints, and licenses. So if you want to put your favorite NFL team on your car, we have that. We have a bunch of fun prints, including leopard, snakeskin. We have a couple of fun animals. We have penguins, and we actually just released a Forest Friends print that has foxes and hedgehogs.
They're so popular with kids, all those different prints for their books and backpacks and iPhones and everything.
Yes, it's true. You can make anything out of duct tape.
Is it true that they have a contest for gals to do their prom dress in duct tape?
Yes, we actually have our Stuck at Prom contest. This past year was our 14th annual Stuck at Prom scholarship contest. We actually have given away over $300,000 over the course of this contest to help people go to college. And the winners, each of the people in the winning couple, now get $10,000 in scholarship cash. So it is a great opportunity for kids to make some money for college, and also unbelievable the dresses that
now,
we see.
Now, is there a place we can see those dresses?
Mary-Kate, how would someone participate in that?
You can just go to our website, duckfram.com, and actually we have previous year images. So if you want to go back and look at the 2014-2013 contest and see what has been done in the past, maybe get ideas for 2015, please feel free to go to duckfram.com and look at that.
Well, not only fun, but also starts to fund that scholarship a little bit.
That's right. And you know, for us, our consumer base has gone from, you know, duct tape is father's favorite fix-all, which we still are very excited about supporting, and we have a wide variety of silver items. But we have now included a younger group, and we want to make sure that we're giving them some love, too, and helping them, you know, better their future.
The website is ducktape.com.
It's duckbrand.com.
Duck,
but you could also go to go to ducktape.com.
And people get confusing. Are we saying D-U-C-T duct, or are we saying D-U-C-K? It's duck like the bird.
Correct.
What else do y'all have on that website? You were telling me we could actually design our own type of duct tape?
Yes. So currently we are running our My Design contest. This is the second time we've run this contest. Basically, anyone and everyone who has interest in creating the next print of duct tape can submit their favorite idea through our website. You can go to mydesign.com and go ahead and submit your design. And if you are the winner, you get $5,000. But not only that, we will actually produce your print of duct tape and sell it in the market. So you will have your piece of artwork in a wide variety of stores, and your signature will be on the label. So pretty cool.
What was the last design that won?
The last design that won was called Retro Owls. It was a really cute owl print on a purple background, and it has been a great hit with our consumers. And I know that the winner, Shayla Kerrigan, was very excited. She had to submit her signature, and we made sure it looked exactly like, you know, how she would sign any document. It's like signing a piece of artwork, really.
Having fun with duct tape.
Do you have numbers on how many rolls you sell a year, or some stats
we
for us?
We sell, I can't give you exact numbers, but we have seen enormous growth over the past few years. I would say, you know, double-digit growth over the last few years, and interest just has been exploding, especially in this crafting area and with kids. So,
duct tape is a $100 million industry in America. $100 million of duct tape a year. I think it's unique to America, isn't it? Would you find duct tape in Africa or Asia or Europe?
You know what? It's starting to expand. I think we are definitely the founders of this craze. And, you know, as Americans, we can be proud that we developed this product. But I know that my company happens to be distributing into Europe, and we're seeing great attention given. And just like we love duct tape, they're growing to love duct tape as well. And a lot of interest from Australia, too. I mean, they know how to fix stuff, and, you know, they have some rugged terrain, so I'm sure they need it.
Absolutely. Well, Miss Mary Kay Rossfelder, the product manager for Duck Brand Duct Tape, we certainly appreciate you joining us this morning and sharing with us about all the new dimensions y'all are taking the world of duct tape.
Well, thank you for having me.
It was a blast. Thanks a million.
In our article in the Arizona Republic, we talk a little bit about the history of it, and it was a World War II product invention as a waterproofing product for ammo boxes. An interesting email we received from one of our listeners when we were talking about this last week, they were saying how much their dad had used it for the radio communications equipment in World War II to keep it together just while they were out, you know, on the ships and on the all-terrain vehicles and trucking by foot. You know, a lot of this stuff and these parts on these radios would just naturally get beat up a little bit, and how duct tape would keep their communication equipment together.
It's a strategic armory.
Yes.
A big part of our military strategy is the applications of duct tape. There was another email we received where the guy was saying, hey, we actually held doors in place on supersonic airplanes. And you know what? If you have to duct tape my door closed on a supersonic airplane, I'm not leaving the runway.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we're getting a few calls lining up, folks. Our lines are still open, 1-888-767-4348. You can call us with your favorite duct tape story or your dad's favorite duct tape story, or you can call us with any question, like Joe's calling from Phoenix with a question about vapor barriers that we'll get to right after this short break. Y'all hang on.